Meine Familie, dem Martin, dass die Wanne nur wegen mir in Juni da alle gelaufen und kriegte mir gar nicht mehr über. Und kriegte auch nicht mit. Aglakti, sabakti kau hutin kanek marung tua ketiga tamu wahun. Terenesi kitu nabuk inyu wakti asip luit. Inyu wek sip luitin kitu nabuk 12 children living ilutin sulimalo perutik. Tamani sakit nih lunga yal rawni inyu wakti cinya kama. Sakit nagasung nang nariga suno wakara naktak. Pang maasin inyu wakutik. Pit pagi mepsa hoting. Kilu kuno lang mata tam na iglu tu lain nyerga. Pit pagi luhit aku. Aglaga aktal hoting abu ma boarding school nun. Pit mata uti kaming. Atan nek sul guna hoting uti aktal. Temari ing mikun isuma mikun inyu nega sebuting pit pagi mepsa hoting. Sulita mana tangak, wani aku ni semua kata ilinya kaksiman, fighter lalu kalau ikut, nalar mit aku makan rezati ut sulia awak ngakat inyut, wani nyuwe kuting aku iliati ut ini lekat, tema tangak, napa kata mana gelan kikir tarumun kanut. Kantu naglate ilang ngatiut tangom sulipang mauwah timigil lakluit inyuwektot kangemnya ununga AFN nun kanwensak tangok tin matiut ilisaksak inyuwelal lakalaktok uwangin na chinyi ilawbaluk nunga ilichilunga ilichilapenak chungaglan naalakit ka kanok pirakikat tema malikrolugita na pini ilichinyakayak simar inyuwektot inyuich nutat utok kanapengon rilat ukaktot kamanaktot ilichip yuting nalormit ukal khanik ilicip yuting ukal gusip yuting ariga ukaktot tusubitka kokrim mari yuting aglan katiyak tiksang netrikusi kokrim ay chuminyak tonik olak tici yuminyay nyaksuri katimalkit ilangit nyi pichak tut tanachich. Nunakun ukak mata, ubah tuan kikir tarung me, nunak matiut, kini ubah tu ni pang mat tupi biksaingan itu, nunengan ing niye, temi nyung nunak lanun abang ngatanun tu ni kahlu kahlu, kau kiri ludekak ubah ubah ni ilap tinik. Pangma uva, nunabut sakit naksim ipcak lugu, tangak taman na fightoran resorb tigo, tanak itu nunabut kini kip kaluit, nanginam angok siye, tamna kabjati ip lugu, unak tu man ingir suak tunga, tema ilan kisimi sabagat lana magic, pipai kabut itu nunabut. Tangom tamar ma pinre. Suli, tay makilun namun nutat katimau waktin re lakatigit. Tangom tamar ma. Wango ba fighter wariga, fighter ya tangak takupigit sok. Timi monili ame. This is numaruk. Piru minyeru ni inilagu nersuk timimun ili ame. Ke unne kiuraku minyenyera. Ili curikamnek. Kitu nuapkun ilapkun. Ukaktunga. avang ngon relak avang nin ilicorik kamnik. Pikpai kawat kitunorawat tema ukagalag luwit nunamiknik tigun mingning niralik sangatigun naka alat makaktot alat mamiknik tigun mingning niralik sangatigun ukagalag luwit piraksarin nerebut inuwek tot islaun mun ukaktot kuyatigit kata samanitu sakat kali katimakpang mata teku alam ko ba o pagkait ng tablo mga lokal nito.
Kimo sa nikat.
I am Susie Honeycutt of Kasibu. I came from the original site of Old Kobuk. Two of my older children have settled there and built homes. My parents moved to Norvik after many of my family died. I attended school until the fifth grade. When I was of age to marry, after a short while at Norvik, we moved here. My husband worked at the school. We had 14 children, 12 are living. At the time I was raising my children, I thought it was difficult. I thought it was hard. Today, I think that was actually an easy job. Particularly when I see the way they are living, the wrong things that they are doing. Upon their return from a boarding school, they were undisciplined and were not obedient. We fought through a petition against alcohol, but lost. Many healthy people are affected. During the last AFN convention, I know that if you follow them through, you can learn a lot. Learning and articulating and talking the word of the white man, they spoke well. Next time you are selecting delegates, you must get the alert to represent you. On lands that were taken away from us, that was sold, perhaps this is the fault of our leaders. If we do not fight against alcohol, we'll be banished. I pray on this a lot. Alcohol has interfered with our families attending meetings. It's a disease. No one can cure it. I found this out through my experience. How can we encourage our children to hold onto their land and their allotment? I am thinking of other things, of what I had learned at the AFN convention.
Well, would anybody else like to say something this evening?
What?
табласи таммаккуасу сарнарагалуарагут сумиксибу катайтугут аглан нунаграктоқарсилин матигут илиорунгасули нунаграктоқарсиликкаатигут аглак аглактеқарута иммагуо нунаграктунгисоорупта нунавут таматко иглаангурат канутситтаама налоормит нунеарсигаатугут нунагрейтугулго кавиябли тикиткаанга тенна оқармата асува аглактитсиблунгали нунагра нунаграртолунга аглаан кисимаппигиниангиккитка исумматтигиблугилли китунгатка теиннали саваттунга аглаан теиннорарнааллапта теэмма нуна пигисугуурарнааллаан инюунаарвиппут қакугу таммеегисигиппут таамнилисиманарто таммеегисигиппут қакугу теэмма налуругут суппани исоқартилаан теиннатулли оқаллаллаттуг атрауба теэнгилгиннери лили оқталик Deku, eh?
Thank you.
I either should have someone taking notes for me, or I should retire my right arm and start learning to write with my left. Okay, I hope I could keep up with the writing that I've been able to so far. Lily Oktalik of Point Hope. I became uncomfortable. I thought a chance to speak at Point Hope may not be so here I am. I was born at Point Hope. My mother was from Kotzebue, my father from Point Hope. As I was growing up, my parents took me with them. We traveled everywhere, including Kivalina and land further up north. I wasn't allowed to attend school. It was until I was 17 that they wouldn't take me away from Point Hope. This is when they began to stay in Point Hope on a permanent basis rather than leaving or going away somewhere else. She did not attend school very long. In the past, she would run away from white men because she did not understand their language. I also have begun to join in these meetings because I am learning the English language somewhat. I give credit to my grandchildren. I learned sewing and cooking and fishing. These skills were taught to me by my parents. When I was growing up, we didn't buy what we needed. There were times when we were without food until game was caught. Food was divided amongst the people. I was raised among the people who shared. I am glad that the people I'm staying with took me here to the meeting. I have heard that white men would arrive in great numbers. We hear this, but it wasn't alarming. They told us to select land. If we didn't, they said that land would be taken by the newcomers. This made me worried. Therefore, I had written documents completed on lands so that I have my land. In our struggle to hold our lands, someday we will lose it. Then she introduced herself and gave her name as Lily Oktalik. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Chance for you to rest your wrist and your tonsils.
I'm Jack Oktalik, and I was raised by my grandparents, Donald and Lily Oktalik, in Point Hope. And when this land claim settlement came to Alaska in 1970, I was still in grade school. And my grandma tried getting land where she was born, in a coal mine, and BLM said she couldn't have it. They said she couldn't have that land where she was born. It was a coal mine. And she tried to fight for her rights for it, and they said, no, you can't have that land. They said, we can give you another land. And it was, it really hurt her. It really hurt my grandma, because that was where her parents grew up and migrated with the animals. And today we're still having a problem with our land. We got a land that's in the BIA, which we had written it down before 1935. She had it written down in 1930, and today she is still fighting for it. She had it written down on a piece of paper, and the state of Alaska has it in record, and she is trying to get it today, but she can't get it. It has to be approved by the state, and that's really, really frustrating when they say you can have it, and then they come right back and say you can't have it. What right do we have now? We don't have any rights. You know, they say this, the United States, it's a free, a place where it's free. And today, we're not living the way we should be living. Besides, us natives had this land before white man even came here. And now they expect us to try and get the land today. Why should we try and get the land when we got the land already? It's really complicated. You know, the Indians, They don't have their lands anymore. They have reservations. I myself had to get out of Alaska to find out, to see what the world was like. I went to school to Oregon for 3.5 years. I learned a lot. I went down through the BIA school, and I went to school with a lot of Indians. And they don't have any lands. They live in reservations. It's really, really bad. Today, us natives, we have to have some kind of proof of this certain land we got out there. Everybody has a certain different landmark. You have to go out and put a landmark or build a house and have it there for 10 years and that'll be your land. This is the way the white man has worked ever since Columbus came across. And they're still doing it today. Even in the Western days, everybody was fighting for land, and that's the way it is today with us natives. We don't have to fight for this land. This land is ours already. But the white man is saying it, do it his way. And us natives, we had this land, and we had it before the white man had come. But now they're doing it in a different way. And we had it for thousands of years, and we've been sharing it with the natives, with the Indians, the Aleuts, the Eskimos, all our lives. And when they sell the state, when the Russians sold the state to the United States, I guess Kotzebue, Point Hope, Barrow, and all the other villages didn't have any part in it. It was just sold by the Russians. My grandfather, he's 80 years old and he doesn't even have land. That's really embarrassing. I know some of the people who are here doesn't even have land. As old as they are, they don't even have land. I myself will have to inherit my grandmother's land. We're all going to inherit lands from our grandparents or our parents. My parents don't even have land. They're going to inherit that land from my grandmother. Things are changing today. From the time I was born, we didn't have any lights in the villages. Today, the lights are on 24 hours a day. They had fuel with seal oil, and today we have stove oil 24 hours a day. And food was hard to come by. Today you could get it real easily. We mainly live on subsistence, and we've been doing it for thousands of years. And we're going to keep doing it until we all die off. Nobody's going to change our way of living. They can take our land like they've been doing it, like the white man has been doing it ever since they came to Alaska or to the whole United States, ever since Columbus docked on this land. They've been pushing back the Indians far back from the east to the west, and now they're going up north. How far are they going to go? They want it all. They've been taking it away, and they're taking it away today from us. And we got to fight for it, not in a physical way like Custer did. We're going to have to settle it with them just the way we're settling things here today. What's really, really sad is that our elders today are dying off. And the younger generation is coming up. The elders are the only ones who's going to help us. They have more to say, and they have more of the proof than we do, because they've been here all their lives. I've been here just for a short time, and I hope I live to see how things go in the next 50 years. Because if I am here, I guess I'm not going to have no land at all. Because we're all owned by corporations, and I don't know how well our corporations are. I'm from the North Slope Borough, and living ever since I went out of state in Oregon, every white man I see, they say, "Hey, you're a rich man." I said, "No, I'm not rich. Just because I'm from Alaska and I'm from the North Slope Borough doesn't mean I'm rich. I had to make a living like everybody else." You know, it's our corporations, if they go broke and bankrupt, I don't think we'll have any lands. We'll be sold out. You know, we'll be living like the Indians, living on a reservation or something. They'll put us in our one little spot. But right now we're fighting for our lands, and I know the old folks are doing a real good job in doing it today. I'm really proud of them. I just had a little say about the lands today. I thank you all.
Thank you, Mr. Opelik. I've been asked to read the evidence of Roy Mendenhall. He couldn't come tonight. I don't think he's here. But he said that he would like this to be his evidence, and he's had it typed up, and so I'll read it. This is by Roy Mendenhall, Nana shareholder of Kotzebue. He says, "The following may sound somewhat narrow-minded, but for the most part, it is quite true. There is no prejudice aimed at anyone or any group of people. We have been here long before history was ever recorded. We were here before the white Mayflower. Throughout all time, the indigenous people used this country as a means of survival in a way that never claimed boundaries as barriers to that survival. We were a free and happy people with an unforgotten way of life. Everything had a balance. The land provided all we needed in subsistence without boundaries. Unlike today, we did not have the problems obtained from the new Western influx of people from the East. With the incoming of that Westernization, we had to change with it. The people changed in an unfavorable way. We were given boundaries. The land was slowly taken away by a greater power for their own gain, a power that knew no restrictions. With that momentum, that power ran freely, taking what they wanted. As you may know, down in the lower 48, some of these indigenous people have had their land taken and the people displaced. In some other areas, the people were put on reservations, land that was picked by the great power, reserved and given to the people. That land was for the most part unproductive. The people had no say nor choice in choosing the land they were to live on. Their lifestyles were greatly reduced in cultural background and heritage. No real form of government, in a sense that they could not effectively represent themselves because of the restriction the great power put upon them. If the people decide to sell out in 1991, the government that takes control of the land or the corporations or business that take over will greater restrict our use in what's left of the land. Our personal backgrounds and cultures were made from that land. Without that identity and the land, we may be absorbed by the great power, used and then after spit out. We would become a pawn of that great power. Our lifestyles would greatly change toward the style of the great power, which is quite contrary to our beliefs and cultures. Our people may lose a good part of their heritage that was shaped by our forefathers. I would greatly regret seeing all the knowledge and culture and pride be lost to the government. We would truly become pieces of a checkerboard, just sitting idle with no control, without any kings. A lot must be done in the coming years to prevent this." He said, we would truly become pieces of a checkerboard, just sitting idle with no control, without any kings, kings being in quotation marks, meaning kings on a checker game. And without any kings in checkers, you can't control the game. A lot must be done in the coming years to prevent this. In just a few years, in 1991, we have a chance to make things right by speaking our thoughts for the betterment of our people. So that's Mr. Mendenhall's testimony, and that is now part of the record.
Name is Levi Mills Sr., born here at Kotzebue, 1903, January 26th. Wo mo bona la mi la gu yo no o ko pe ra ra lu mo o ka tu ra la ki sero it my original dialect anyway. I don't want to lose it. I hope that my generation would try to carry it on like I use it flawless, and I hope that everyone would be trying to use it because it's our own tongue. Wa makonu tat aglekhep luting aglegeak tahoting ilisorak tot arga ukak tu tilaka tu tuma tu tichepta wa wutang ayokak tawu tu bangap tuwa tengu bangayokak tunga kikiktarumun kiwa ilukasi mga kapsi Kemakinyaktagse bulugaro raktuone nukacora elakalaga mikiriura miktasimaktuore lokaisa kikiktarumun bunga tikaya hoting buya gliri kabut kema ilisimage nunakahota asin na mupayago kapta ekalumneago kapta asagaago kapta nagaka masulayago kaming susupaya kaming nakmun sema patisay chok tamara inyong piga ilan tutmore kanilokan ubangabdu kami iba hakmakakmunga kangenak mulo pisuklunga tanong nerakhlunga lo tikera kama tamara le nunaga tutribira iya nulala kama tamara nunaga haria sinikteo kaktunga Bak masih wit ni nyesok, aja kau tu, tu kanak siru nak unul lala siksa kuning, tu kanak siru. Uba, nuna kun ukar nane mati ngalak tu, ngap tu, temong ngalak tu, tema pilih sakanip lui cumi ngalau memik, ukar hoting pip mata. Uba, nuna mik tu, ikayu tiksamik. Tema mana Alaska? Kau mat ilangat tiulu penyayang nak matung susuk nerliu, Yuni rawi susuk nerliu, hat susuk nerliu, penyayang nak matung. Tema lagi perisalu tahu ni, maningyak tahu ni, sakaklunga sabak kalau kama sunnangin yama. Akiki yuta ubu temani sabakapta 30 cents an hour sabora hota sakahuta glan arigabut ona sulegata lui marramako ona sulegata lui marramako polre rahuta sabakapta sakuhuta pinya inyuna sakapta nangin nanakman kigulet kali ilani nunamik Nalunek sirak luwit, nalunek si sirak luwit, inyuni rawi sangat nik, pakaksap luma pikama, pakilok to nga, pakma, at tanak si sirakakat nga, tema tatak mungotip luma lu, anek luwit pikalokan nga, taruma nunaksak tanguram nik, ilingisa kenyi kamit lung, Nakulog ali ti kami ng tema na kaitkat. Ubasin ikfak. Sikulog din na ko. Tamak nga ho ni judgek. Suli tam na nunayak sa sorya at hakmani. Tamo nga ho ni nunayak alginyak ni asin. Ubasin testimony kama. Aglang nilok kini kaming. Tema. Kapi kalau gitu, di Maglan, Christmas night hantin, siwoni Christmas home, tema nalup kena asing itu jajim tau rumah kau di lekang. Wih, nanti itu kaya cuma bani siwu kasihnya, agai uti rah luma, agai uti luma, hatinya cancer malu tu kunak tom. Suli umatim sayak som tukunak tom na yulak mat nga ilip sega yusirak lumuwa unga ukawik samun sabit lapkar loka nga gayutim uwa kuyagiga uwa
I'm 83, almost 83 now.
Levi Mills, Sr., born here at Kotzebue, January 26, 1903. I'll speak in Inupiaq. I don't want to lose it, so I hope you will carry it on. These younger students who have been at school are letting us hear a lot of information tonight. There was a name mentioned, I don't know the English name, Ulurak, came to Kotzebue and got to know them, meaning his family. We have land where we roamed in the past, depending on our needs. Where I camped, that's where I was, and he mentioned a place where he'd been. I think it was something like Kange Niramun. Today it's restricted and things have changed. On land, what will help? if part of it will be taken away by the government anyway. This is the conclusion I came up with after working hard as a miner for 30 cents an hour. I worked hard until my hands bled. I didn't get anything out of it. Our life wasn't easy then. I wanted to find land for my family. My land selection is questionable. Recently, a judge came and showed that they had the land. They didn't say that I owned the land. They said they owned the land. After my testimony, they said I'd hear from them around Christmas time. Your prayers have kept me going through cancer and heart problems. White man has fought me on my land holdings. They'll decide if they want the land. They make situations fit their needs. They are capable of building acreage. They take anything that they need. I'm not speaking of this Nalormi, meaning Tom. I'm speaking of others that I've had bad experiences with. If we leave Kotzebue, we were told and promised that land would be given to us. But there was one person who did not back up that promise. It happened to be a preacher. That preacher abandoned us and we had no land. The land that the preacher had promised us was leased to Standard Oil, then sold for $3 million. We returned to Kotzebue, but had no land.